What's up, everybody? Today, welcome to another episode of BWT. We're live today. We are going to give you guys a recap of games 3, 4, and 5 of the ALCS and the NLCS. before we get into that, happy Sunday. I hope everybody is having a good start to their weekend, about to sit down on the couch, watch a good day of football. Even though this is a baseball show, I love my football. Even though my team right now is not doing too well. But what can we do, right? What can we do? Just reminisce on the past, right? So before we get into that, I want to make sure that you guys are following us on all platforms. We're live right now on X, Facebook, and YouTube. Make sure you guys are liking this video. Make sure you guys are subscribing to the channel. We're very close to our goal. So do whatever you can to help us out. Make sure you're sharing this video. Make sure you light up the comment section. Let's get into game three of the ALCS. We're going to go ALCS and then we'll recap NLCS. So in the second inning of game three, a wild pitch scores. Max Scherzer started on the mound. He threw a wild pitch, scores a run. Astros go up 1-0, and then with the bases loaded, Martin Maldonado hit a 2 RBI single to go up 3-0, and in the top of the third, Jose Altuve comes up and hits a solo home run to go up 4-0. Top of the fourth, Mauricio Dubon, sorry if I mispronounced that, he hits an RBI single to go up 5-0. Then in the bottom of the fifth, Josh Young hits a 2-run home run to make it 5-2. And then in the top of the seventh, the machine that this guy is, Yordan Alvarez, comes up with a 2 RBI single to make it 7-2. And then in the top of the eighth, Jeremy Peña hits an RBI single to go up 8-4. And then in the bottom of the eighth, Adolis Garcia hits a RBI single to make it 8-5. And also in that inning, we had Josh Young hit his second home run of the day, also a 2-run home run, basically supplying the offense for the Rangers to make sure they didn't get shut out, other than Adolis Garcia's RBI single. And 8-5 ended up being the final score. Christian Javier started. He threw 5 2/3 of an inning, giving up only 3 hits. He was he had a no-hitter going for, I believe it was 4 innings around there. 2 earned runs, 1 walk, 3 Ks, and his ERA goes to a 1.69. And the losing pitcher was Max Scherzer. He only was able to go 4 innings, giving up 5 hits, 5 earned runs, 1 walk, 4 Ks, and his ERA in the postseason is an 11.25. This was his debut, so for him to go out there and pitch like this, this was also the first home game of the series for the Rangers. In front of the home crowd, they had the band Creed out in the stands. That's been their little rally cry this past postseason. We had Presley coming for the save. He threw 1 inning, giving up no hits, no earned runs, 1 walk, and 1 K. And his ERA is still a 0 in the postseason. We'll go to game 4. Alex Bregman comes up with a two-run triple with the bases loaded in the first inning to go up 2-0. Yordan Alvarez comes up with an RBI single to go up 3-0. And in the bottom of the second, Adolis Garcia hits a solo home run to go up 3-1. Josh Young comes up with a sac fly to make it 3-2. And then Corey Seager comes up in the bottom of the third, hits a solo home run to tie the game up. He's been struggling lately, so for him to be able to come up with that big hit, it's good for him to get rolling. And then in the top of the fourth, bases loaded. What's up, Ty? Bases loaded. Yordan Alvarez hits a sac fly pop up to the warning track, bringing in a run, sac fly. I thought it was gone. I thought he hit a grand slam. He thought it was gone, but it ended up being just short. What's up, Joe? How we doing? And then the very next batter, Jose Abreu, comes up with a three-run home run to make it 7-3. And in the top of the seventh, Chaz McCormick hits a two-run home run to make it 9-3. And in the top of the eighth, Yordan Alvarez hits an RBI single to make it 10-3. And that ended up being the final score. That ended up being the final score of the game. Yeah, Carl. I mean, I told you what was going to happen in that in the Diamondbacks series. That's just what it was, man. Hold up. My boy Ty came through with a super chat. Appreciate you, man. Even after a W, still not ranked. Hashtag you, Miami is trash. Oh, Ty. Why you gotta do that to him? I mean, if we're being real, Penn State didn't look too good either. At least they scored a touchdown. going back to Carl, yeah, I told you what was going to happen. People call me crazy, but I got, like I said in the beginning, Phillies in six, Rangers in seven. I'm with you with the Rangers, but I don't think the D-backs got it. I don't think the D-backs have what it takes, man. In game four, Ryan Stanek got the win. He only pitched 0.2 of an inning, which is only two outs of an inning. And then Dane Dunning pitched 2 2/3 of an inning. He got the loss, giving up 3 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, 4 Ks. And his ERA is a 7.71 now. And Stanek came in allowing no hits, no earned runs, no walks, no Ks. And his ERA is a 4.50. You guys are hilarious, man. And then we go to game five. In the top of the first, Alex Bregman comes up, hits a solo home run to make it 1-0 in the top of the first. Nathaniel Lowe hits a solo home run to make it 1-1. An RBI single by Jose Abreu in the top of the sixth to make it 2-1, Astros. And then this is where this game got interesting, right? Adolis Garcia turns on a Justin Verlander fastball, hits it out of the park, three-run home run to go up 4-2. And his pimp job was quite excessive. But it definitely, it was definitely called for in the moment. When he hit it, he walked, he looked at the Rangers dugout, and then he just slammed his bat before before running around the bases. And he did all that while the ball was still in the stands. I don't think he started running until the fans were going nuts. And then he took his time, you know, running around the bases. So that's that. And then he comes up in the bottom of the eighth inning, and first pitch, Abreu hits him with a 97 mile per hour fastball, right? 97, 98, comes inside on him. That's Adolis' weakness, is up and in. So I see why he was trying to attack there, but it looked like he did it intentionally, right? So for that, he was suspended for 2 games and fined, because after it happened, Adolis Garcia turns around to Martin Maldonado. They are division rivals, so they've had this is not the first time that they go at it, and it's always when Garcia hits a home run. I mean, he stands there, watches his work. He makes it known that he hit a home run. He turned around to Martin Maldonado and said, "Yo, you don't do that. You just don't do that." turned around and said, "You don't do that." And then the bench is cleared, right? Bench is clear. Garcia got fined. I think it was Maldonado got fined as well, and Dusty Baker, because after he went crazy and he ended up getting ejected. He didn't like the fact that his pitcher got ejected, but he just made it too obvious that he was going in to hit him. But I mean, in that situation, the Astros were down two, right? It was in the bottom of the eighth inning. They had a runner on first base with nobody out. So they put man, you know who was in the stands to watch these dudes blow it? Your boy, Dakota. He was in the stands, man. And that was a big time choke job. So going back to what I was talking about, it wasn't smart. It wasn't a baseball smart move to go and hit him to make sure that to put runners on base. You don't want first and second, nobody out. You're already down. It made no sense. So I get the frustration, but it just looked too obvious. So that's why he ended up getting suspended. He's obviously going to appeal. Ty came through with another super chat. Shout out to the best MLB show ever. Hashtag you Miami is trash. Oh, man. Appreciate you, Ty. And then after all that happened, they woke up a sleeping giant. In the top of the ninth, Jose Altuve comes up, hits a three-run home run to go up 5-4, and that was the ball game. Presley came in. He threw two innings, giving up two hits, no earned runs, no walks, three Ks. His ERA is still a zero in this postseason. He's been lights out. Leclerc comes in. He got the loss. He had to come in the eighth inning, in the top of the eighth. He got one out. He pitched 1 1/3 of an inning, giving up two hits, three earned runs, one walk, one K. His ERA is a 4.15. And now the tides have turned. The Astros are up 3-2 game today. They're going back to Houston, Minute Maid Park. That field is going to be crazy. The fans are going to be going nuts, waving those orange towels. But home field advantage has meant nothing in this series. Every away team has won every game. You guys. Damn, Tomo, they can't let you live, man. They can't let you live. Every home team has lost every game in this series. So you really can't go on home field advantage or anything like that, because it really hasn't meant anything in this series. Astros up 3-2. I said it before, Rangers in seven. They have Nasty Nate on the mound for the Rangers today. And I believe, who is the, Christian Javier, lefty, is throwing for the Astros. He hasn't looked good in any of his postseason appearances this postseason. So I don't know. And Nate has been dealing. He had a big game last time they played. Last time he pitched in game two, he went, one second. Game two, he went six innings pitched, giving up five hits, three earned runs, nine Ks. And Valdez went, 2 2/3 of an inning, giving up four earned runs, seven hits, and only six Ks. So, I don't know. Framber Valdez, he needs to pick it up if he wants to help his team clinch a spot to the World Series this year. So now let's get into the NLCS. We will go to game three. There was no scoring until the top of the seventh inning. I believe it was Bryce Harper. He was on third base. He scored a run. And then Diamondbacks answer right back with a RBI double by Gurriel Jr. And then in the bottom of the ninth, Kimbrel comes in and he blows it. Blows the save. Ketel Marte comes up with an RBI single. Diamondbacks walk off. The notables for the starting pitchers in this game, because they they didn't get a decision. I think it's Brandon Pfaadt. He went 5 2/3 of an inning, giving up only 2 hits, no earned runs, no walks, 9 Ks. His ERA is a 2.13. And Ranger Suarez threw 5 innings, giving up only 3 hits, no earned runs, 1 walk, and 7 Ks. His ERA is a 0.64 in the postseason. The winning pitcher was Paul Sewald. He comes in for an inning, giving up no hits, no earned runs, 1 walk, and 1K. His ERA is a 0. He has not let up a run this entire postseason. And the losing pitcher was Craig Kimbrel. He comes in for a third of an inning. He only was able to get 1 out, giving up 2 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, and no Ks. His ERA in the postseason thus far is a 2.08. Then we go to game 4. Scoring gets started early, not like game 3. In the bottom of the second, Rivera hits an RBI single to go up 1-0. And then in the bottom of the third, Gabriel Moreno hits an RBI single to go up 2-0. Diamondbacks on top early. And then top of the fourth, Kyle Schwarber hits a home run solo shot to make it 2-1. This got him past Reggie Jackson for the most home runs in the postseason by a lefty batter. So hats off to him. Brandon Marsh comes up in the top of the fifth with an RBI double to make it 2-2. And then in the top of the sixth, Alec Bohm hits a 2 RBI single to make it 4-2. The top of the seventh, Trey Turner comes up with a sac fly to make it 5-2. Christian Walker walks with the bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh to make the score 5-3. And then in the bottom of the eighth, they bring Kimbrel back in for the Phillies. And Alec Thomas hits a 2-run home run to tie the game up. He hits it into the pool. It was a good moment for him because he was benched for Tommy Pham when Tommy Pham was able to play the field because of his toe. It was keeping him out. He was just DHing before that. But I'm glad that they went with the kid because Tommy Pham has been struggling. This series, he did really well against the Dodgers in the NLDS, but the NLCS, he just hasn't been performing. And then also in the bottom of the eighth, Gabriel Moreno hits an RBI single to make it 6-5, and that ended up being the final score. The Diamondbacks win to tie up the series. You had the winning pitcher was Ginkle, giving up 1 hit, no earned runs, no walks, no Ks, has a 0 ERA this postseason. The losing pitcher, again, was Craig Kimbrel, giving up 3 hits, 3 earned runs, no walks, 1K. His ERA is a 7.20 so far. And Paul Sewald comes in for the save, pitching an inning, giving up 1 hit, no earned runs, no walks, 3 Ks. His ERA is still a 0 this postseason. Again, he's been pitching lights out. Closers for the Astros and the Diamondbacks have been coming in and doing their job. Kimbrel, he's had a history of just coming in and blowing saves. That's just what he does in the postseason. In the regular season, he has all the numbers. He's got like around 400 saves. He's definitely one of the top closers in the game. But when it comes to clutch time in the postseason, he just doesn't have what it takes. Could be a mental thing. I have no idea. But he just comes in and doesn't. He's just not the same person. And Rob Thompson, the manager for the Phillies, said that he has a he has a short-term memory and all this, and it's like, yeah, but can he perform? Like, I don't think he can. So hopefully he didn't go to him in game five. Hopefully he goes to him in a less tight situation to try to get him back into the groove of things, because if he doesn't, he might lose it again. And then we go to game five. We've got Bryson Stott hitting an RBI single in the top of the first. Scoring starts early this game. And then Bryce Harper's on third base. They had another runner on first. They pull off a double steal. Guy on first base goes to second. The throw goes to second. And then Bryce Harper breaks from third, goes home, steals home. The oldest player to steal home since Jackie Robinson. Harper's around like 31, 32 now. It's been a while since he's been in the league. So he still got it, though. He's been running aggressively on the base paths this postseason. I love it, because that was one of his one of the things that people said that he couldn't do was run. But I mean, he's showing everybody that he can do it all. And then in the top of the sixth, Kyle Schwarber hits another home run. This dude is heating up right now. Last year in the NLCS, he clicked and started hitting home runs just like he's doing this NLCS. The score was 3-0 after the Shore bomb. And then my boy Harper hits a solo shot, two batters after him, to go up 4-0. And in the bottom of the seventh, I thought this was going to give the Diamondbacks some life. Alec Thomas comes up again and hits a solo home run. And then in the top of the eighth, JT Realmuto hits a two-run home run to make it 6-1. Ended up being the nail in the coffin for game five. Zach Wheeler comes up with another dominant performance. Like I told you, Carl. Carl's been rooting for the Diamondbacks. When I told him that Zach Wheeler was going to dice, he said, game five is in game one. Zach Wheeler goes out and pitches 7 innings, giving up 6 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 8 Ks. His ERA in the postseason is a 2.08. He's undefeated in the postseason. I believe he's 3-0. And Zach Gallen, man, he pitched very well in the beginning of the season, and in the first round, I believe he was 17-8 in the regular season. But for some reason, he's hanging pitches, and us baseball players, when you hang them, we bang them. He pitched 6 innings, giving up 6 hits, 4 earned runs, 2 walks, and only 1 K. He doesn't have what it takes to strike out these Phillies hitters. His ERA in the postseason is a 5.24. We've got game 6 of that series going back to the bank. Red October, they're going to be going crazy. We have Aaron Nola going for the Phillies and Merrill Kelly going for the Diamondbacks. That game will be on Monday night, so make sure you tune in to a potential clinch of the Phillies. If the Astros win tonight, we could possibly have a rematch of the World Series last year, where the Astros went up against the Phillies. I think the Rangers win tonight, forcing a game 7. And then Max Scherzer comes in and pitches well enough for them to clinch in game 7 to go to the World Series. And then the Diamondbacks are done. It's that simple. Diamondbacks are done. I think the Phillies will feed off that home crowd just like they have been this entire postseason. They are 6-2, I believe, or 6-0 in the postseason this year. They always play well in front of their fans. They get wild. Be aware of the Kelly chants or Merrill, whatever they decide to chant. But yeah, man, that's all I got for you guys today. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I'll see you guys next time. Peace. One second.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all at the next episode.